Blog Talk Radio.
All righty there. Hello and welcome. We are live, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 11th day of November, 2015. You are tuned into the Perspective Power Radio Network, and we have the wonderful music of award-winning artist David Martinka to usher our show in. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Make sure you catch some of those free downloads, and of course, get his wonderful CDs. They are fantastic, and you deserve to have them, you deserve to own them, and you deserve to play them whenever you darn well like. I'd like to take a moment out here to say thank you for your service to all the servicemen and women that have served in the armed forces of the United States of America, which is the country in which I live and where I was born. Today is Veterans Day, and we take this time to salute those who have served, those who are serving, and to thank those who come up through the ranks right now in their lives and decide, you know what, I think I'm going to go enlist and stand by the United States of America, because I believe that it's the right thing to do. So thank you so much. And that thank you, by the way, especially to my father and my brother who served in the United States Navy. 101 uses for vitamin G. We just gave you thousands of uses for it. If you see somebody today wearing a uniform, thank them. If you see somebody that you know has worn a uniform, thank them. Vitamin G, it's gratitude, it's appreciation. And if you even just considered all of those who have served in whatever situation that has benefited life and humanity, as well as all life, animal life and plant life, in this world, not just this country, you've got more than 101 uses. You've got 101 uses times millions and millions. Vitamin G, the vitamin that you produce within yourself, the vitamin that you create within your own heart, within your own mind, is something that you literally can use in any situation in your life. Any situation in your life. Taking a test. Anyone out there drive? My hands up. I drive, right? And I love to drive my car. I really do. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's one of the greatest pleasures, and it is something that I enjoy doing because it allows me to be more mobile once I'm in the car than when I'm outside of the car, right? Because I can go places faster and I can get places easier. So, gratitude, vitamin G, let me see. Back in the day when I was in high school, which is a long time ago, they actually taught us driver's ed. That was one of our electives. That was something that if you were of a certain age, you could take this class and you got credit for it. So why was I grateful that the school did that? Here's another use. Because I needed extra credits to graduate when I switched school systems in my mid-high school career, right smack dab in the middle of 11th grade, because transferred to did not study from the same books of the school system I was in, I lost the entire first half of 11th grade. Literally, bam, gone. And in order for me to graduate on time with my fellow classmates, I had to take a lot of extra classes. And I was so grateful that because I also wanted to have a driver's license, I could get credit for driver's ed because I could take it through the school system. Now, it meant me getting to school a heck of a lot earlier, and it meant me doing a lot of other things that maybe someone my age wouldn't rather have done because I could have been having much more fun, but I was so grateful. Hello, another use for vitamin G. Grateful for the fact that I had other classes I could take, and grateful for the fact that I could graduate on time with my class. I mean, seriously, it was amazing. So there's a use for vitamin G I bet you never thought of. The fact that you can drive, sure, we're grateful for that. But the fact that I had it as a class that I could take, because you know what? If I hadn't taken it there, I might have had to go to a driving school and paid a lot of money. Aha, so there you go. Let me see another sort of random and obscure reason for or use for vitamin G. Yes, absolutely. Catalogs that come in the mail. And you're sitting there going, Annette, 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 you have got to be out of your daggone mind. Grateful for catalogs that come in the mail? Absolutely. You know why? Because of the catalogs that came in the mail, I found out about these really hot rock and flame-throwing curtains I have in my house. Now, they're not frightfully expensive. And they're not made from this, that, and the other thing that would make you think. You don't walk in my house and look at my curtains and go, wow, you shucked out some oysters for these puppies. No, I needed bamboo curtains because of allergies that I have to cloth and things of that nature. So the bamboo curtains are very important to me that I find them. I found bamboo rugs. I found bamboo clothing, bamboo sheets and things of that nature. So let's think about this for a second. Had I not seen that catalog, I wouldn't have known what they were going to look like. I didn't even know they existed. So when I put my new space together, guess what I did? I went right to that catalog and I ordered those bamboo curtains, and I love them. I absolutely do. So there's another use for vitamin G. Now, it's gotten me a driver's license, and it's gotten me some curtains, and I'm so grateful for it. Now, let's talk about another use for vitamin G. To help bring out our creative energy. You know, our creative energy, the balancing of the left brain and the right brain, the logical side versus the creative side, to work in a whole-brained life and to have it work for you, you actually have to be able to employ all those techniques. So I have a very logical side to me, very practical side, but then I also have this creative side. So every now and then when I'm being a little too logical and a little too much in my you got to do this the right way brain, I get this opportunity to be creative. So why would I be grateful for that? Because I relax, I get into it. Am I producing works of art that are going to hang in fancy metropolitan museums? No, not at all. However, every time I look around at the stuff that I've done with magic markers and glitter and paper, I go, sweet! And I have great gratitude for the fact that in many cases, a lot of the stuff that I've created has been brought about because of situations that might have been taking me down emotionally, making me a great opportunity to give myself that pat on the back, that boost. So if you look around, you see words like love, hope, allow, wish, glow, party, birthday, dream, feeling great. And these are all things that I've taken my magic markers and whatever piece of not already written on paper I have around me, and I've created. Some of them I've actually framed, and they're hanging out here, and everybody walks in and goes, okay, you spend just a little too much time doodling. And I thought, no, even Crayola. Here's another wonderful use for vitamin G. Thank Crayola crayons. They have actually come out with kits for adults for coloring. So all of this stuff that I know, isn't it great? All this stuff that I've been doing here in my house with my own things and my own paper and my own magic markers, they're actually marketing this to adults. How much you want to bet this is going to be the number one Christmas gift for adults here in 2015 is a Crayola coloring kit. Why? Because it does so much good for us. You can be grateful that I paved the way. I'm sure Crayola's been watching me closely. At least for the sitting right here, my Crayola, what are these things, color-coordinated colored pencils. I swear to God, I'm crazier than an outhouse rat sometimes. Not really, I'm just teasing. But there is so much to consider when you consider the uses for vitamin G. It helps our creativity. It helps us become more in alignment with the legitimate part of ourselves, which is a balanced part of ourselves, a loving part of ourselves, a caring part of ourselves. It helps us get along with other people in the world. I can be very, very grateful when there's a short line at the grocery store, but another use of vitamin G is when there isn't a short line at the grocery store. Why? I don't know. Maybe there's a reason I don't need to check out as quickly as I thought I needed to. And every now and then, and this is a kind of a funky thing to say, but every now and then when I've been delayed for one reason or another, I've either heard sirens off in the distance. I don't live that far from a major intersection, and the city that I live in is predominantly commerce-oriented. In other words, there are shops and restaurants and other places where you go to spend money, and obviously there needs to be people there that work there so they make money. But what I'm trying to say is we're not a hugely industrial city. Like, there aren't great big factories all over the place and things that draw in that kind of money. So there's a lot of hustle and bustle in my area. So maybe I was planning on heading out the door by, let's say, XX o'clock, and it ends up being Zappa Zappa o'clock, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And then I come home and I read later on social media or I hear it on the news that there was this accident or there was this problem. Had I been out of my house at the time I originally thought, I might have been in the thick of that. So the thought process here is, there's another use for vitamin G. Be grateful for what you think are the delays in your life. Be grateful for the opportunities to explore your creativity. Be grateful for the opportunity to walk up to somebody in a uniform, especially today, 11/11/2015, and say thank you for your service. Why? Because you never know how it's going to benefit you and the person hearing it. You never know. That person might have just needed to hear that. It might have stopped them from going home and yelling at somebody at their house. That might have stopped them from feeling so badly about something else in their life that it held them back from enjoying their life. And I'm going to tell you something else. By having gratitude within you and letting it shine, I have read more and more testimonies online, you know, stories that people write. There's something called the Kindness Blog, and I subscribe to it, and I get stories constantly sent into my email box about kindnesses that people have done and the gratitude that people have felt for it. A smile, the casual smile. You walk by somebody, hello. You don't even have to say, how are you? Just hello, good to see you. Smile. Hello, have a nice day. Some people say, have a blessed day. Doesn't really matter. Say anything. There have been so many accounts that have said that that particular smile, that eye contact, that moment that you took to acknowledge that person stopped them from killing themselves, stopped them from hurting someone else, stopped them from doing something that they knew they were going to regret later is the whole thought process. That is a great use for vitamin G. Vitamin G, gratitude, appreciation, will give you strength when you don't even realize you need it, and it will give you strength when you can't figure any other way to get it. 101 uses for vitamin G? Well, I actually think there's probably 101 times 101 times 101, and I could keep saying that until the show is over, but you get my point. It's a limitless, and then I was going to say it's an unlimited, so either way, choose your word. It's a limitless count of the uses for vitamin G. There are always going to be circumstances in your life where you think to yourself, this is the worst situation I've been in. And if I could just get out of this situation, if I could just make this different, then I could feel better. Let me tell you something. That is the situation that is one more use for the vitamin G. You employ the vitamin G in that situation, you get yourself into a place of gratitude, and it doesn't even have to be about the situation. It can be just grateful for a chair to sit on. It can be grateful that you got, I always bring this one up, glass in your windows. I'm going to tell you, I ran into a senior citizen while I was shopping about a week or so ago, and he was born in 1940, I think he said, and he was telling me about this area I live in, that in 1946, they did not have running water. His father had to go and fill up galvanized buckets, like garbage can things, and bring them back. They literally did the Saturday night bath. Seriously. It was 1946. It was only 10 years before I was born. That was less than 30 years before my family moved into this neighborhood where we've got all those amenities. But the point I'm trying to make is I was never so grateful in my entire life. I was born when I was born, lived where I lived, and that he told me about that because it gave me a whole new appreciation for the fact that here in his 70s, he's standing in front of me, no worse for the wear, and that he lived a life that I, thank goodness, didn't have to live. 101 uses for vitamin G? Keep going. I'll bet you one day you can contact me and you can give me a list that'll knock my socks off. And knocking my socks off musically, because I visit redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, is award-winning artist David Martinka. The man is so gracious to have provided the music for this network. I truly, truly appreciate him. Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody that follows us here on the network. It's blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. And you hang out with our tribe on Facebook at facebook.com/perspectivepower. Vitamin G is live every Wednesday at this time here on the Perspective Power Radio Network.